You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hi there, this is John Oranya, and today we will be talking about criteria or criterion. So if you are still confused on what is the right business for you, what kind of industry you should be going into, and if you have a existing business and you feel that you are stuck and you're not moving forward with your business and financial goals, and you will gonna like and learn a lot from this topic, and I hope also this will enlighten you. You know what? I'm really excited with this topic because since I started blogging a little over a month ago, I already received a lot of emails coming from different OFWs, versus Filipino workers from different parts of the world, and they are exactly in the same dilemma. They don't know what's the right business for them. They want to go home. They save enough capital. And at the same time, it saddened me because I also received an email from another OFW who did just like that. Saved a lot of money abroad and then went back home, started a business, but nothing really happened. He just felt that he was sort of a scam and led to a business that, you know, promised him the heaven and the earth, sort of, or the moon and the stars, but in the end, he just felt that he was just taken advantage of, and it pains me, actually. That is one of the reasons that I started to blog and do some podcasting, is to help these kind of people. And so going back to our topic, will be criteria or criterion. It is important in my report, in past podcasts or even blog posts, I did mention about the power of criteria or criterion in making the right decision for yourself on what is the right business to start. So what are those? Again, these are combination of things: passion, experience, skills, talents, knowledge about the business is important. If you can start a business that you can incorporate all those things, well, not necessarily all, but a lot of those elements. So what I'm saying is, you don't want to start in a business where you have no experience, you have no knowledge, you have no skills, and you have no passion, and you even have no resources for that kind of business. Because with that, you have to remember, as an entrepreneur, as a startup business owner, that business will sort of draw a strength from you. And if you are sort of not the right type or not the right person to be a business owner of that business, that business will eventually die, right? So having the criteria of knowing yourself first before you grab any other businesses or business opportunities will give you clarity. The reason why most failed in business, or they failed, they were just a scam and sort of a deceive to join a certain business opportunities, is because they don't know themselves. And because you don't know yourself, you don't know your strengths. The only criterion you have will be, is this business easy to operate? And is this business, I don't need a lot of capital, right? So in other words, your only criteria will be, madali ba itong negosyo na to? Hindi masyado malaki ang capital, right? Now the problem with that mindset though, the problem with that is easy. Those people who are offering business opportunities, whatever that is, they will tell you those 2 points, right? They will highlight you those 2 points because they know that you don't have clear criteria of what you want in life because you don't know who you are. You don't know what you want in life. So if I am a sort of, say, another business that's offering franchise, and I know that you are confused, and I'm aware that most people are not, do not know themselves, so they just kind of highlight, you know, this business, you can start at low capital, and it's easy to operate, right? But then you are doomed for failure. Because yun lang ang criteria mo, you don't know yourself, eh. So you just kind of grab that, operate that, hoping that it will succeed. You only realize that actually that business is not the right one for you. It happened to me several times in the past. That's why I made this kind of conclusion. I lost a lot of money because of that. Again, because I don't have a clear criteria. So setting or having a criteria first will protect you from any business opportunities out there that is waiting to suck your money, your hard-earned money from your wallet, right? Second, it will set you to the right the business, really the right and perfect business for you where you can sort of utilize your strength. Okay. So another thing you have, the power of criterion is it gives you confidence when you start this business because you know that you really think through about it. Pinag-isipan mo talaga. Right? And you are excited for this new venture or business because you know that you can, you know, get a chance to utilize your strength. By the way, when I say strength, again, it's a combination of different things. But for example, now I just want to clarify that let's say you have experience on something. You don't necessarily do a business where, for example, I know marketing, right? I am aware of marketing. I'm excited about it. I'm passionate about marketing. And then particularly all online marketing, right? So having that as my experience and knowledge and skills and passion about, I don't necessarily need to start a marketing company. I can say, you know, let's say I would like to start a restaurant because that's what excited. I'm also excited about that. Say I'm also passionate about that. But then, since I have the skills in online marketing, then I can utilize my online marketing skills for that business. You get it? So if you have experience on something, as I'm saying, it's not the industry that you want to go into automatically. You have to think about it, right? You just have to sort of balance things and weigh things. That's why you have to seriously think about it on choosing the right business because you have to remember that in business, you got to invest a lot of time and effort for yourself, of your time, of yourself, right? And you don't want to invest in a business where, you know, you're just going to waste your time and money, right? So you really have to think about it. So again, it gives you confidence. Number three will be, as I've mentioned, you're playing the game with your strengths, right? So kapag nag-start ka ng business, any business, and you get a chance to use your strength, you now have a higher chance of succeeding. Malaki na yung chance mo for you to succeed than to fail. Because you can use all those skills, all those knowledge, all those experience. And if you are passionate about something, mas madaling magtrabaho. You're excited to go into business, to work. You're excited to run your business because you're passionate about it. That's how important and the power of criterion is. I just hope that it gives you more of a direction when you're choosing the right business. If you feel that you're going to franchise or whatever that is, you have to think all those things. As I've said, hindi porket madaling pasukin in terms of capital, that means that's the right business for you. And also, do not be deceived by people saying that their business or this business is easy to start, so that's why go buy my franchise, right? So that is scary. You have to seriously think about it and think about it, even pray about it. And you have to sort of be serious about, you know, paying someone for the business. Again, your business will be part of your life if you sort of wasted time and money in a certain business. You pretty much also wasted your life. So you have to really serious about be serious about that. Again, this is John Orania. To your freedom. Have a great day.